Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. So pleased that you have decided to spend part of your Saturday morning with us and Powell Broadcasting. On behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, we'd like to thank our program sponsor, as we do each and every week, Mr. Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. Today, I'm pleased to be joined by a first-time guest, someone who I have known for many, many years, and we're going to give you the opportunity to get to know him this morning as well, Mr. Eric Hazuka. And Mr. Hazuka, I first met with a prior employer many, many years ago. Today, he serves as the plant manager, and I'm telling you, you've got some really exciting things going on. Tell us about your company. Tell us about your role and responsibility, and then we'll get into a lot of your personal background.
Yeah, good morning, Chris. Thanks a lot. Yeah, I am plant manager with Ingredion. We are a plant-based protein company in South Sioux City, Nebraska. We are serving the marketplace for plant-based protein for those that wish to have an alternative protein. My responsibilities for the site is I lead the team. Pretty much the team is what makes Ingredion in South Sioux City. It's the people.
Well, and we're thrilled to have you. And I have some personal history with that plant because the organization that came in and built that plant 10 or 15 years ago was a company that I'd spent a couple years working with, and we were thrilled to have them ultimately make the decision to build right here in our Siouxland Metro. And over the course of the next half an hour, Eric, we're going to talk extensively about Ingredion, what the company does, what the plant in South Sioux City has primary responsibility for. But before we get there, we'd like to give the listening audience the opportunity to get to know you a little bit better. So let's go back to the beginning. Where'd you grow up?
Yeah, so I grew up in South Omaha, Nebraska. I went to high school in South O, moved to Florida for a little bit, but then I went to college at University of Nebraska-Lincoln, chemical engineer.
Very good. So what kinds of things were you involved with in South Omaha? Were you a sports guy, a theater guy, an academic guy, and all the above?
Yeah, I was an academic guy. I was on academic decathlon, but my hobbies included just rebuilding old cars. I still have those that I rebuilt in high school, and I worked.
I guess when you say you're a chemical engineer, that's a somewhat redundant question, isn't it, JB? Chemical engineers are usually academically gifted. And were you? Did school come easy for you?
Yeah, it came easy for me, at least through high school. College, different story. I had to really study. The classes were pretty tough at Lincoln. But yeah, I got through it and chemical engineer when I got out.
And tell us about your first professional opportunity upon graduation.
Yeah, so I went to Sergeant Bluff, where there is a gelatin manufacturing company. At that time, it was called Kinda Knox Gelatin. And I had the opportunity to be in a program where I start at the very bottom of the organization, more or less a production trainee, if you will. And I had to learn every single job in that plant. And so I did. I had production trainee, supervisor, production manager, plant manager. But because I was a chemical engineer, I was able to also pursue engineering, process engineer, engineering manager, and finally engineering director. It was a great program, great company. It was a global company, so I did travel all over the world, stayed in many different countries. My family and I moved, but always came back to the Midwest.
You know, you glossed over that a little too quickly, and I'm not going to let you get away with that because that's when I first met you many, many years ago. You were working for Chuck Markham. Great guy, great company, Vietnam helicopter pilot, veteran. And Chuck had a real eye for talent, and obviously he picked up on yours, brought you into his organization. But if memory serves, you spent a good chunk of time in Europe and specifically Germany with that employer.
Absolutely. And yeah, Chuck was a great leader. I still see him once in a while around town here, talk with him. And I did spend a year in Germany, and I also traveled around Europe during that time period with that company. And it was a great experience. Pretty much what I know now is because of growing up in the gelatin industry.
And did you learn German while you were there?
While I was there, I did. I knew very little going there. And so I picked up German that I could get around town. The technical terms at the company was difficult for me, but it was a great experience.
You're able to pick up the vernacular and casual conversation pretty expeditiously?
Yeah, it took a little while, but keep in mind, this is way before the internet way before cell phones and GPS and such. So you had to learn your way around. And I made a lot of mistakes. I ended up in many different cities that I had no idea where I was at, but it all went well.
And you took your family. Tell us a little bit about your family, Eric.
Yeah, so right now, my wife and I have two kids. At that time in Germany, they were very small. They were 2 years old and just a baby. And so my wife and I and two kids went there and stayed there a whole entire year. Now, of course, my kids have grown up. It was just the other day, I looked my son in the eye and I think, wow, where did the years go? I'm actually taking my son back to college this Friday. He's a junior at University of Nebraska-Lincoln. He's studying shark conservation because, you know, we have a lot of sharks in the Midwest that we need to conserve. And his backup plan, if you will, is pre-med. He wants to get into radiology. Next Friday, we take my daughter then to Iowa. She's going to be a freshman there, so she's really excited to go to the Iowa rather than Nebraska. And she's going to be studying political science, communications, minor in philosophy. So she's really excited.
The very definition of a house divided.
You aren't kidding, yeah. So my wife is a Sparts person in our family, so she's going to be watching both games all the time.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ, 1360 AM, 94.9 on the FM dial. Our guest today is Eric Hazuka, who serves as the plant manager at Ingredion. And Eric, a lot of rich experiences with Gelida that prepared you for the role you have today. How long were you with Gelida and what came next?
Oh, that's a great question. So I basically grew up with Gelida. I was there just at 20 years, and it was an experience that I tell you, I don't think companies do anymore, because the first day that I was there, Chuck Markham said, Eric, I need you to learn every single job in this plant, and you're not going to be in the office until you do. So, I mean, he showed me my corner office, and he said, you won't see that for 2 to 3 years. And at the time, it was tough. You know, I worked shift work. Worked with the operators, but it was priceless because I really learned what they go through. And that's what I cherish now, being a plant manager, because I can relate when people are in the trenches. I mean, right now today as plant manager, I'm squeegeeing floors with them, and I have that empathy. So after Gelida, I knew that either I'm going to China because we were building a plant there and I was going to stay there for a while, or there was an opportunity to build a pharmaceutical grade animal feed facility in North Sioux. So I did that. I went over and helped build Heppar Bioscience in North Sioux City. That took about 5 years, and ConAgra Brands in Omaha opened up. I spent a little time driving back and forth to ConAgra. And that taught me that I was always in ingredients. I never really made anything, final product to the consumer. So that's why I wanted to experience that with ConAgra. I did that for a little while. I was in charge of 4 plants around the United States. And then Ingredion opened up. I knew a little bit about protein from the gelatin industry. And they just purchased the CHS plant there in South Sioux. They needed someone that knew a little bit about protein, and they hired me as plant manager. So we started the construction in 2019, early 2019. And now we are finally stabilizing and starting our optimization journey.
Well, and that's a great segue into what Ingredion does in this community. As I said, I have a little bit of background. When the company was founded, it was founded as Specialty Protein Producers. They took a really hard look at Norfolk, Nebraska as well. And ultimately, I think that there were some natural gas issues that compelled them to choose to build in South Sioux City, Nebraska. They transitioned from Specialty Protein Producers to Green Planet Farms. And then, if I remember right, Eric, I believe they sold to an Israeli company.
That's correct. It was Solbar at
okay.
that time.
And then Solbar sold to somebody in the Twin Cities?
CHS Industries, that's correct.
And then CHS became Ingredion.
That is correct.
Ingredion.
Yes, that's
Tell
correct.
Us a little bit about Ingredion, what they do. Let's talk about the big picture before we talk about specifically in South Sioux. What are they known for corporate-wide, company-wide?
Well, that's a great question, because Ingredion, it's an ingredient company, and their wheelhouse is starch, sweeteners and such. So being a protein plant in South Sioux City, Nebraska, we are on a brand new platform for them, But it's a global company, 11,000 employees strong, and predominantly sweeteners, starch is what they produce.
And where are corporate headquarters for Ingredion?
Chicago, Westchester, and Illinois.
So you make a few trips back and forth?
Yes, I do.
Do you get any Cubs games in?
Not a Cubs game. I get to the zoo quite a bit because obviously growing up in Omaha, I was at the Omaha Henry Dollar Zoo quite a bit. We still volunteer there now. But yeah, it's a great place.
Yeah, wonderful city. I spent a little time there myself. And then specifically, what is Ingredion engaged in South Sioux? And we're going to save that question for after a short commercial break. You're listening to Grow Sioux Land on KSEJ. Our guest today is Eric Hazuka, who serves as the plant manager at Ingredion, a native of Omaha, Nebraska, who went on to earn his degree in chemical engineering at the University of Nebraska in Lincoln. And after a career in several different companies that prepared him for his plant manager role at Ingredion, he is now leading that operation in South Sioux City. We'll be right back after a short commercial break with Eric.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nick Manson, Aaron Rooney, Nate Connolly, or Chris Bogenried. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. If you were with us during the first half of the program, you know that our guest today is Mr. Eric Hazuka, who serves as the plant manager at Ingredion in South Sioux City, Nebraska. And Eric, just before the break, you were telling us a little bit about the company's corporate profile, headquartered in suburban Chicago, about 11,000 employees, primarily an ingredient company. But in South Sioux City, you do something separate and something unique. The first time the company is engaged in a new platform on the protein side. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so as you know, the plant-based protein, it's a market that's just exploding in the United States. It's pretty stable right now in Europe. It's growing very fast in Europe. We are a little bit behind. However, in the States, it's an exploding market. And so obviously, we're not trying to replace beef or replace dairy. We are providing an alternative for those that wish to have a sustainable protein and plant-based protein from our yellow peas, you know, provides that opportunity for those. When Ingredion was looking for a site to start this plant-based protein platform, they looked at three or four different sites in the United States. And I was telling Justin, JB, why they chose South Sioux City. What I was told from corporate was, number one, it's the Midwest work ethic. It's the people. That's what one of the main drivers they chose South Sioux City. Also the availability of water, wastewater treatment and such, because granted, our raw materials, it's not around here. Peas, yellow peas do not grow in the Midwest. They need that certain climate. We're bringing yellow peas in from Canada, Montana, North Dakota. But they chose South Sioux City particularly for those three reasons I stated.
You know, if you would have asked me where yellow peas come from, I don't think I could have won that bet. but obviously, they require a cooler, drier climate. Yep. And is their growing season similar to our growing season for corn and beans?
Yeah, so we'll be harvesting, or they'll be harvesting up in Canada fairly shortly. So it's very similar to the growing season down here.
And tell us about that yellow pea and what your plant does in terms of processing that.
Yeah, so we bring in already split, dehulled yellow peas. So the farmers take their peas, the raw peas from the farms, to a supplier that will split the peas, dehull them, clean them. We bring those in via rail car or trucks. We will grind the peas into flour. We'll make a slurry, and then we separate the protein and the starch. So at the South Sioux City site, we actually have two products going out the door. Our head product, primary product, obviously, is protein isolate, but we do have starch as well, food-grade starch, as well as industrial starch made from peas. But that separation takes place. The starch is pretty straightforward process. We dewater the starch, dry it, and we send it out bulk to customers that they use in the bakery industry or in industrial industry like adhesives and such. But the protein, that takes a little more effort in regards to making it protein isolate to get the protein content higher than 80% protein. And so we do a lot of clarification processes. We use a precipitation and separation process. We final pasteurize the protein to make sure it's safe for consumers, spray dry that protein, and then package it into either super sacks or small bags. And the protein is used in multiple applications, from ready to drink shakes, ready to drink beverages, or shake mix powdered protein. If someone like a bodybuilder or someone that's concerned with health, they'll drink that. We're also getting into the market of the, let's say, meatless hamburgers. So, you know, some of the companies out there have Impossible Whoppers, if you will. That's plant-based protein. That's our protein. So we sell to customers that use our protein as an ingredient in the non-dairy industry. We're getting into the cheese market. So like I said, it's an exploding market that we are producing protein for.
Yeah, the world seems to be changing pretty dramatically. And speaking of, when we talk about where those yellow peas are sourced, I assume that that's North America. Are they sourced in Ukraine, in Europe, and is that market being affected by the war with Russia right now?
Yeah, absolutely it is. We do not get peas directly from Ukraine or Europe, but there are pea protein plants there that are really negatively impacted of what's going on in that country right now.
And is that having an impact on demand for your products?
It does have a demand. What happens is it raises the prices of raw material all over the globe. And so all of us looking for peas are having to pay those prices and the shortages.
Yeah, so your raw materials got a lot more expensive.
Yes, it has.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ. Our guest is Eric Hazuka, the plant manager at Ingredient. And Eric, we talked a little bit about what you do. Tell us about the challenges that you're facing as a company today, whether they be sourcing raw materials or accessing workforce. What kind of challenges as plant manager are you confronting on a day-to-day basis?
And that's a great question. And speaking for Ingredion, but also I believe I know a lot of individuals, other companies in the Siouxland area, and we all face the challenge of workforce. We've had several openings for many, many months, not only in the associate technical level, but also in the leadership level. We were down 9 leadership managers in South Sioux City. We just could not find individuals in the area. And we're not the only company facing that. You know, Chris, you and I were talking about the impact of COVID and such. I just don't know where the workforce went. It looks like they just disappeared after COVID. So we are looking for great talent at Ingredion, as well as the other companies as well. I know are really short on great talented people.
There is a huge demand right now for people who are willing to work. And tell us, for those listening and saying, you know, I'd love an opportunity, what kind of education do I need? Do I need to be a chemical engineer like Eric, or are there other paths for me into professional employment with a company like Ingredion?
Well, I can tell you, I've talked to many different high school kids, and the first thing I say when I walk into the classroom is, not all of you should go to a four-year college. If someone's pushing you, if parents are pushing you or friends, peer pressure, just think about it, because we have great community colleges here right in the Siouxland area. And if an individual chooses to go and gets a two-year degree, if you will, they can make really good money in the Siouxland area, not just with Ingredion, but in general and all the companies. I've seen high school kids go to a two-year college and make $100,000 in the first year. Now, granted, they're working quite a bit and overtime and such, but I remember when I was a high school kid, 2 years after that, making $100,000, that would be nice. But as far as Ingredion goes per se, we have to have a high school education. That would be a minimum requirement. A 2-year college degree, yes. And then depending on what level in the organization, if you're looking at a manager level, yeah, the college degree would be required and or comparable experience. But I can tell you in the Midwest, there's the people here. I've lived in different parts of the world, and the Midwest culture, the Midwest people, we are different. I mean, it's just a work ethic. JB and I were talking just before you came about, you know, when we go other places, just having that common courtesy to say hi and smile and hold the doors for people, you don't see that everywhere. And I think we take it for granted here in the Midwest because we are a different breed here, and I love it.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, the Washington Post had an article, and it said that Iowa was the most Midwest of the Midwest states, and it was based on analysis of Airbnb and VRBO advertisements and how often people use the term Midwest or Heartland in their marketing. And so this little corner of the world certainly is Midwestern, and there is a different work ethic. And I've always said we're proud of the work ethic. We appreciate being known for that work ethic, and it has been a essential tool in our ability to attract new employers. But now we're at the point where we need more labor. And tell us a little bit about where you would advise people to go if they're interested in joining your team.
Yeah, so we post all of our jobs on Indeed.com. We also have the QR codes right in the lobby that you can scan and have an interview. It's very simple right there in the South Sioux City Ingredion office. I would say also, as far as some of the challenges, you know, that we're facing, the people at South Sioux City, that my current team has really pushed through the challenges of a startup company. They've really come together as a close-knit family, I would say. And we are getting out of that startup mode, and we are coming out of the stabilization mode, not because of me, not because of Ingredion in Chicago, but it's because of the people. They love working our schedule. We have a very nice work-life balance schedule for them. And I can't say enough about my team there, from, you know, the people that clean the offices, clean the plant, all the way up to my managers. They're just a fantastic team, and I can't say enough about them.
Well, Eric, that's a great shout out and an excellent way to wrap up our program. We appreciate you being our guest today. Give our best to your bride and to your son at Nebraska and your daughter who's going to become a Hawkeye. And I'm sure that the day after Thanksgiving, you will be a house divided.
Oh, yeah. No question about that. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for being our guest. We'll be back next week with more on Grow Siouxland. Make it a great day.